Happy to welcome to the program today, Patrick Murphy, Senior Executive Director at the South Shore YMCA here in Quincy to chat about the Frozen 5K going virtual this year. Hi, Patrick. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you very much for having us today. And what a fitting day to talk about the Frozen 5K. And we're happy to do so.
Yeah, as we're all going to be below frozen, it seems like this coming weekend for sure. But let's start out a little bit to ask you, how have you been able to put this event together during a pandemic?
Sure. Well, with every curveball that's occurred over the last, we're coming up on the year now, right? Almost the year mark. We've had to take a deep look at every single event that we have run because, you know, with the YMCA and with a community organization like ourselves, our events are in person. It's great when we can gather large amounts of individuals, be that for a 5K, be that for our Taste of the South Shore event that we ran earlier this past fall. So with events like that, we've really had to take a hard look because, you know, following state guidelines, not only local but federal, with any type of larger events, they are well down the road within the phases. And so with the 5K in particular, and we're seeing this now with the Boston Marathon as that's being pushed out potentially to October. Phase four is really when road races of any size can come back in a live fashion. So when we took a look at this very special event, and this will be the 10th year of the Frozen 5K, we wanted to make sure it was an option for our members. And an option because not only is it a great fundraiser event that helps support those gain access to the YMCA, but it's always been that community event to get people out and running in January because there's a little bit of fun to that as well. Even though they're bundled up, even though it could be a cold day, I know in years past they've had to push it off a week or two due to large snowstorms, but that's been kind of the allure to this race. So this year, we wanted to make sure to keep that going, but in a virtual sense. And by a virtual sense, we're asking our participants and community members to get up, get out, and get active on the 31st or that weekend, because we understand there could be conflicts with the day, but to get out there as an individual and traditionally run their route, whatever their favorite 5K route may be in and around their house, or head to a destination. I've heard that some people are heading down to the Cape Cod Canal to run. We've also enticed and really encouraged this year to make it a family activity. It doesn't just have to be a run. It could be a family hike, a walk, a bike ride, or other activities to get up and get moving and really utilizing. Everyone these days either has an Apple Watch or a Fitbit or some sort of step counter, but get out there and really, can you do 3 miles today? And so be creative with that. And the last piece just with that one, as we're really trying to be creative with our current reopening standards, and as the YMCA here in Quincy, as well as our other branch in Hanover, the Emelson YMCA, as we're both open and safely open, allowing members to come on in and utilize our facility that day. So be that the track, be that the treadmills, if they want to hop on an elliptical, if they want to use the pool as well. So doing it in a safe manner, but just as we are operating right now, we're welcoming individuals to come on inside that day to also complete their 5K.
Okay. Now, were you able to hold the event in person last year, Patrick?
Correct. Yes. This was a live event that was held right here at the 79 Coddington Street location. It was a fun family day activity. I know that through the support of the city, through the support of local agencies as well, it's really turned into that event where, you know, between shutting down the streets, getting the crowd out there, moving, running, walking, jogging, but then ultimately it would finish with a nice group gathering and a community feel within our field. Unfortunately, that is not going to be the case this year. I do know Mr. Burke, and we really thank George Trigger Burke for his generosity, but also his leadership and guidance throughout the years, as he has been our event sponsor and is our event sponsor again this year. I know he's always taken pride, but also enjoyment of being our race marshal and being outside on the day of the race, really getting the crowd started. So it'll have a little different feel this year, but Mr. Burke, he did a phenomenal video that's on our website encouraging those to get up and get active on the 31st, but also why he's involved and why he really wanted to make sure this year continued as well.
Now, what are the funds raised at the Frozen 5K used for at the Y?
Sure. So with the funds that we raise on the 5K, those go into our general annual campaign. And so the dollars that are raised through our runners, we're able then to provide access to the YMCA in the form of financial assistance and financial aid. One of the beautiful things about the YMCA is that we will never turn away an individual or family for the inability to pay or afford our services. We have financial aid for membership, childcare, all programs, our summer camps, and everything in between that you really can think of that the YMCA offers. And that's what makes our organization special, because we want to make sure that we can be there for all. So through the generosity, not only of our sponsors, but our participants as well, we in turn are able to turn around the funds throughout the year to provide those scholarships and to provide that financial aid to those in our community who need it most.
About how much does the event typically raise, and how much are you hoping to raise this year?
Sure, yeah. So a typical year, and really we'll call it a baseline year, this is about a $30,000 event. And that's between sponsorships and race registrations. This year we've set, as we always do with the YMCA, we want to make sure to set our aggressive and realistic goals. And we are looking at that $28,000 to $30,000 mark this year. I'm proud to say we have our sponsors who have continued to stay with us through this, albeit a different looking event, which will clearly make it a success. And through our runners and our race registrations, we're looking to have about 150 take part this weekend in some sort of an activity. And between all of those, we're very confident we're going to hit our numbers, because it's about then providing that impact back into the community and those we serve afterwards.
Yeah, is that typically about how many folks participate in the 5K?
No. So for registrations, you know, we're looking at, if it was a live or in-person event, we're probably looking at a 250 upwards to 300 individual and family type of goal. And we understand that there's different variables that come into play with that this year. But the nice part, and really as we're making our last pushes with registration, this is a 5K or an event that has no boundaries. And the way I say that is that just because I may reside within the community here, or if this was a typical year that I would be in Quincy for the event that day, well, now my family that may live in a different state, or friends that live in a different state, they can participate in this great event as well. You do not just need to be in Massachusetts, let alone the Quincy area, to do so, because you can get up, get out, and get active on the 31st within your own state or within your own comfort. So for us, we are really trying to be creative to continue to push that as well, that's out there. But we do know that, yes, there are limitations, there's boundaries. We will be happy with, you know, a turnout of around 150 for Sunday. And we're really looking forward to promoting that within our social media avenues as well.
Yeah, it really has been one of the silver linings of this whole pandemic is how folks have pivoted to virtual technology, which has expanded access to a lot of different groups and agencies and services that, you know, might not normally have had that much attention.
Correct. And I'm glad you mentioned virtual technology, because one thing that we're also really putting out there with our members and our participants, our YMCA, we're very fortunate to be part of a health and wellness app that is dedicated to the South Shore YMCA. And through that app, we actually have challenges that are in place for this weekend and Sunday that our members can take part, sign up virtually again, so a double virtual event that they can sign up through the app to participate amongst other members as well. And they'll be able to see tracking within there on the challenges. And again, build that sense of camaraderie that we may have had or should have had as a larger public event that would have been outside. So again, relying on technology, using it as our friend, but you said it perfect. In these times, we've really had to look and say, all right, how can we be creative, but also how can technology help push us forward?
Yeah, I know you've also offered some, you know, online training with some of your instructors and some of the older folks and children as well. So, you know, it really has filled a void. Certainly can't replace in-person meeting, but it's been a place of contact at least.
Right. And we're very excited about that, not only for, you know, the present day and the event that we're holding, as we were able to do in-person couch to 5K trainings over the last several weeks. And we'll continue that throughout the entire year, and not just from a couch to 5K, but really helping those get back and get active. You know, as we know, I'm a victim of it myself, and I shouldn't be, you know, for where I do spend majority of my time within a YMCA. But there are a lot of our members and a lot of our community that, unfortunately, it has been a sedentary lifestyle over the last 7 to 9 months. And for many, that hasn't been by choice. It's been just having to shift their focuses, their priorities, children at home with remote learning. And we all know that time is of the essence when it comes to a healthy lifestyle. So for us is the why, not only present day what we're doing, but we're very excited in a few weeks to really kick off our virtual Y platform that will have a full catalog of all styles of classes and trainings for our members, not only that have returned to us in person, but those that have yet to return and are ready to get back into the lifestyle, but just may not be ready to get back into the public setting yet. So more to come on that, but we're very excited to have a member benefit coming up in the upcoming weeks.
That's great. Yeah, we anticipate chatting with President Paul Gorman in the future about that as well. But in the short term, it is the 10th annual South Shore YMCA Frozen 5K on Sunday, January 31st. And we do have some information here, Patrick, on registration that we'd like to show folks. Maybe you could explain a little bit about how it actually all works.
I can, absolutely. So what we have in regards to our registration, for starters, any participant can go right to our website. And so for our website, that is ssymca.org. And when you get to our homepage and landing page, we're doing our registration right through there. It's not going to send you to a secondary site. It's all done in-house this year. So you'll see a tile box as you get to our website that will put you right into our registration. And from there, you can build your account and register for the race. And we will be taking, because this year is a unique year, we'll take registrations right up until the day of the event. So registration will be open until Saturday at midnight. So we encourage people to continue signing up if you haven't yet. And we have a couple different levels for sign up and registration. So for children and seniors, it's $25. And for our adults, it is $35. We did have a shirt deadline for this year that was earlier on this week on the 22nd. So those that have pre-registered by the 22nd will receive a race shirt. We're actually going to do that post-race this year. But for those, we're still encouraging to get up and get involved with this. As far as with our sponsors, we have been so pleased as well as just so blessed with the generosity of returning and new sponsors for this race. Roughly today, we are right around the $25,000 mark with our sponsorships for Sunday's event. And through our sponsorships, as mentioned before, not only through registrations, this is what will help us create the impact post-race. And through the generosity of the sponsors, not only do they help us day of, but they will help us then impact individuals and families. There's still plenty of opportunities for businesses to be a part of this and individuals to be a part of this as well. Because not only is it, especially when you get to certain levels of our sponsorship, a day of sponsorship, but there is recognition throughout the entire year, not only from a social standpoint and a website standpoint, but within our branches as well. So we do encourage businesses and organizations, if they are still interested, not only for Sunday, but moving forward as well, to partner with us. And clearly encouraging registrations for individuals from children to all ages above to be a part of Sunday.
Wow, those t-shirts are going to be collector's items. The ones that already have them, hopefully the only virtual 5K that there will ever be, right?
That it is, right? There's a lot of what we've seen out there from shirts and marketing, and I know different organizations that I'm a part of as well. What are those creative spins you can put on this year or even into last year? Because you're right, you're hoping the word virtual, that's a one-time deal or a one-shot deal. So we're really looking forward to getting back in person next year, but excited for Sunday and really embracing the changes that we've put forth.
Yeah. Now, is it an actual competition, Patrick? Do you have like winners and prizes?
So this year's a little bit different. This year, we're encouraging more of just social media content to show us your time, show us your most creative race, show us your most creative outfit as well that's out there. This year, we are not doing medals. We're not doing the official age categories or time categories that we have in the past. And, you know, we decided upon that because we really wanted to look at this more as a get up, get out, get active event rather than necessarily the competitive end of it as well. Again, hopefully this is a one-shot deal next year. We're back to the traditional, the timings, the medals along those lines. But we are encouraging all of our participants on Sunday to utilize our outlets, be that on Instagram, be that on Facebook as well, and Send your posts in, hashtag SSYMCA, hashtag Frozen 5K 2021 as well. We will have posts and streams going throughout the day that we are encouraging all runners and participants to throw their pictures up, be that of themselves, their finishing time, their craziest outfit, their craziest route that's out there as well. I do know, and not as a well-seasoned runner, but I do know the apps that are out there as well. There are creative apps that you can get out there, and I've seen this. You can spell out letters and words. So, you know, maybe there's someone who can spell out the YMCA within a type of route that's out there. We'd love to see pictures like that as well.
Oh.
Social media content.
There's a challenge to put out there. All right.
You may, well, if there's more snow, you might be able to just do it in your footprints.
Yeah, that's true too. Although it's definitely going to be a frozen 5K. Some of the coldest weather of the winter is on the way this weekend. So
it does. It does.
Now, do you have to be a Y member to participate?
You do not, no. Not unlike years past as well. We encourage the community to get up and get involved on this one. One of the benefits of hosting it at the branch in years past, it was actually a great day for us to also showcase the YMCA and mm-hmm. the offerings that we have, the programs we have throughout the entire year. So if an individual was not a member, we could show them what the Y was all about. We are still going along those lines this year. We welcome members and we welcome community members. And as I mentioned before, out-of-state members to be a part of this day. So we are open for all as we would be if this was an in-person special event.
And is there anything happening at the Hanover branch that day as well?
So not unlike ourselves, they have opened up their wellness center. They've opened up the ability for those that are swimmers to get in the pool to have a challenge for themselves. They are open and active, and their team has done a great job to not only promote and run through the Couch to 5K trainings leading up to this, but also day of, we are encouraging members that if it might just be a little too cold, come on by and get that workout in, get the run in, get the elliptical in, be a part of that day too. So they are open. And it's nice to see when we take a look at our registration, you know, where a good amount of our members are coming. They are within the communities we serve. So they represent both the Quincy and Hanover Emelson branch.
Sure. Now, do other Ys have frozen 5Ks this weekend too?
I'm willing to say we're one of the only ones in Massachusetts this weekend. I do know that, you know, some YMCAs across the state as well as across the country have gotten creative, going virtual, going smaller scale, really encouraging groups to get out and be active when there would have been an event typically held within their branch this year. You know, you kind of look at that colder weather 5K series, and it's really your turkey trots into January as well. And for myself, in full transparency, being this the first year that I'm a part of this frozen 5K with the Quincy YMCA, it was interesting to know the backstory on it, and really the push and really why people did participate was there was a little risk and a little craziness to it than that day of saying, well, it's 10 degrees, let's bundle up and get out there. But that's what makes a 5K and a road race appealing, right? What's that fun? What's the community feel that you can do? And then ultimately, what's the great cause that it benefits?
Well, yeah, it's like the polar plungers, you know, it's the same kind of mentality as anybody can do it on a sunny day in July, you know, how about on a frozen day in January? Yeah,
exactly. We may have to think about that next year with our Hanover location and the outdoor pool center. Maybe, hopefully we're not going down this road again, but maybe we'll have to keep one of those pools open just for a plunge in a 5K.
Sure. So again, it is the 10th annual George Trigger Burke Sasha YMCA Frozen 5K Virtual Road Race, Sunday, January 31st. And Patrick, for folks who would like to learn more, maybe if you could, just a good website and phone number.
Terrific. Yeah. For our website, if you go to ssymca.org, and right on our landing page, as soon as you scroll down, you'll see our box that promotes the event. Click right on it. All details are in there, as well as registration information. My direct email is also located in there. And for a phone number, we always welcome anyone to call the branch at 617-479-8500. You can ask for myself or press 0 for a membership service representative, and they can give further details as well. But the website really sums it up nicely. It's a one-stop shop that can then not only provide information, show our sponsors, show a great promotional video from Mr. Burke himself, but also then guide those to our registration page.
Great. Anything else that we should let folks know about right now, do you think?
I just want to, for starters, thank all of our sponsors, you know, for being an active part of this. This is what makes the event a success. I want to thank our YMCA membership, as well as our Y extended community, including the city of Quincy, and those that have been very supportive of us, not only throughout the years, but in these trying times. And for everyone, you know, we're looking at this is a great way to kick off the new year. It's a healthy new year. I like the fact that it's roughly 31 days from when New Year's resolutions really should kick in. So for any of us, including myself, who may have been delaying that resolution for this year, it's a great day to start it off on the fresh foot, no pun intended. But plenty of time to still register, as I mentioned. We'll leave registration for the event open until midnight Sunday morning. That will remain open, so please register. And for those that have already signed up, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We look forward to posting those pictures, seeing those pictures that day.
Great. Really appreciate your time, Petra. Great to talk to you, and I wish you great success with your event.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time as well, and you know, stay healthy and be well.
Thank you. You too.